Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Thank you so much for being with me. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You may also be listening online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, empowerradio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And today's guest, we're going to be talking all about angels today. We have Melissa Kitto. She is an angel expert. So we will be taking your calls coming up later in the hour. Listen for the cue to call. That's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll open up the lines for you to call in and get a live angel reading, which is super fun. I always love angel readings. So welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Wonderful. So, first of all, what is the name of your website? Where can people contact you?
So, people can look at communicatewithangels.com.
Communicatewithangels.com. And what do you do there with the communicating with angels? How do you help people to communicate with their angels?
Well, we have a home study program and consultations where people can actually learn some direct techniques to communicate with their angels so that they can ask them questions and get answers back immediately. And, you know, connecting with your angels is something that's very simple, but most people don't pay attention to the messages that they're already receiving. So what I do is kind of help people to pay more attention to those hunches and messages that they're receiving and really use it in a practical way in their lives.
So, Melissa, what are some of the steps that you recommend for people to connect with their angels?
Well, the first, I'm getting a little bit of feedback. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I'm really hearing it too. Should we maybe you can give us a call back and I'll throw a CD on for a moment while we're organizing that. Okay, so we're going to have Melissa dial in again, and we are joined with Melissa Kitto, and I'm going to play a song in the meantime by the lovely Surya. She's always my go-to girl when I have music that I need to play. So here she is, the Surya song. CITR 101.9 FM. This is Synchronicity. I'm your host, Marie. That was the lovely Surya. And today's guest is Melissa Kitto. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there.
Still going. That sounds better.
Yes, it does.
Oh, I still hear it. Okay, well, we're just going to have to live with it. So, where were we? We were talking about how you can connect with your angels. So, how do you guide people to personally connect with their own angels?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that people can do on their own, the first thing is to really take time to relax. You know, we spend a lot of time rushing around during our day. And if there's any tension, it's really hard to connect with spirit. You know, there's like this tension in the way. So the first thing that I would say to people is learn to relax. You know, take some time out. Take some deep breaths and be open to, you know, receiving guidance. And it's like learn to pay attention to the hunches. And I think the way that I notice it a lot is it's like the still small voice inside. It's that little voice that comes to us, the little reminders. You know, sometimes if I've lost something or if I've forgotten to do something, I'll get this little reminder. You're like, oh, you know, pack this item when you're going out. And if I ignore it later on, I realize, oh, my gosh, you know, it's like my guide gave me that little reminder, but I didn't pay attention. So our angels are communicating to us all the time through those hunches or that inner voice, sometimes visions and dreams as well. And so I think it helps to, you know, write those things down when you experience it, because I know for me sometimes they'll just be, I won't pay attention. I'll just kind of put those messages aside. And it's like taking a step back and really acknowledging and then putting it into practice. That's the other thing. I know I meet a lot of people who say, you know, they wish they had a big shoe to kick themselves because they didn't trust that first impression and act on it. And then later on they go, oh, my gosh, if I had just listened, you know, I would have been more successful and more balanced with what I'm doing. And the other really great thing that people can pay attention to is be aware of when you get chills or goosebumps, because that's also a little way that your angels are giving you reminders. It can be a sign to pay attention, confirmation that you're on the right track, just that little reminder to help you to know how to be in the right place at the right time.
So, Melissa, aside from the chills and the tingles, how do you know when you're getting a message from your angels versus just the running commentary type thoughts that we have during the day?
Right. Well, one of the techniques that I show people how to do is actually a cleansing technique so they can still the mind. And it can be a little bit of a process of learning, you know, what's me, what's coming from my guidance, and then also what's coming from something else. Because we're all very sensitive, and we're all picking up on other people thinking about us or, you know, other thoughts and impressions. So one of the first techniques that I take people through is a way to, you know, kind of buffer yourself from that. And that's one of the main effects that I get from it, is it just stills the mind. And then rather than the angel's messages being so quiet or subtle that it's almost like you don't notice it, it just feels stronger because I'm more focused and centered and paying attention to that. One thing I notice about when, you know, your angels communicate to you is it's never forceful. It's never loud. It's always very sort of gentle. And I find that it just is like that aha moment. It just appears like a solution coming to me out of nowhere. Those are the things to pay attention to. You know, when it just kind of pops into your head out of nowhere, you can probably be pretty sure that that's coming from your angel.
Wonderful. What are some of the most insightful or the biggest messages that you have received from your angels?
Well, you know, a lot of times it's just those really practical day-to-day things, which is always is very helpful too. But I've also had some turning points in my life where working with my angels is very helpful because, you know, our angels are really here to help us live our life purpose. That's what they're there for. And I find that I've had some times where I felt really, really drawn to make a big change in my life. And although I was fearful of it, by working with my angels, I could see that I was on the right track. So one of the big times for me was when I first left my home country of New Zealand, and I lived in the UK first, and then I moved to the United States, and both of those sort of moves to another country was a big step for me to kind of move out of my comfort zone and really go on faith that everything was going to work out. But in hindsight, I can see that it was an important step that's led me to what I'm doing now. I have a little story I tell people too, that a few years back, I was planning to return to New Zealand and do a workshop tour while I was there. And I worked with my guides to find out, you know, what's the best timing to schedule these workshops and the best location. And I'd already kind of decided in my head what I thought was going to be best. I thought that doing a workshop in the city of Wellington and Auckland would be the best thing. And when I checked with my angels, they confirmed, yes, Wellington would be good, but then I got, no, don't go to Auckland. And I was really confused because that's by far the biggest city there, and I just thought it made sense. So I checked in again, and my angels suggested that I do the workshop in Christchurch, which is the city that I grew up in, where my father lived at the time. So to cut a long story short, I ended up going to Auckland anyway, but just on a different date. And then that I spent my last weekend in New Zealand in Christchurch. The workshop was really successful, but then they didn't want to do any follow-up consultations or anything. So I had 3 days just free. And I spent those 3 days just spending time with my dad. We went to the movies. We went out and just went to restaurants and sat and chatted. And 10 months later, he passed away of a heart attack very unexpectedly and suddenly. And then when I looked back and realized my angels had helped me to set up to be in Christchurch at that time so that I could spend that time with my dad. So I'm really thankful for that.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like the angels are able to provide you with some very valuable insights, and I have more questions coming up for you. Are you going to be ready to take angel readings? When would you like to do that, Melissa?
I am ready when you are. That'll be fine.
Okay, wonderful. So if you want to get on the air, we're going to open up the phone lines right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Give us a call right now and Melissa can connect with your angels. She will give you a live angel reading on the air. Again, that number is 604-822-2487. 822-2487 if you would like to get a reading. We will be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad presented by Bell proudly presents one of UK's best bands, Gomez, Friday, March 12th at the Orpheum. Gomez brings its infectious blend of bluesy wails and pop rock harmonies to Vancouver with special guests Luc Doucet and the White Falcon.
Please come here, come right on over.
Gomez, March 12th, all ages. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more information, visit vancouver2010.com/cultural olympiad.
The 10th Anniversary Vancouver International Dance Festival is taking place March 12th to March 21st at the Vancouver Playhouse and Roundhouse venues. The 2010 lineup includes Vancouver companies Mascal Dance, Kokoro Dance, Lumenco Rosario, and Out Inner Space. Ontario's Toronto Dance Theatre, Taiwan's Lafa and Artists, Denmark's Kit Johnson, New Zealand's Black Grace and Bill Crutchmaster Shannon, Michael Sakamoto, and Evidence from the United States. the 10th anniversary Vancouver International Dance Festival, March 12th to March 21st at the Vancouver Playhouse and Roundhouse venues. Tickets are available at 604-662-4966 or online at vidf.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie, and we are speaking today with Melissa Kitto. She is an angel expert, and she is here to speak with us. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there.
Hi. Oh, does that sound better?
Oh, I hope so. That would be good.
Oh, okay, so we have a caller on the line, and she is looking for an angel reading. So go ahead, caller.
Hi. My name is Diane. How are you?
Great, thanks. How can I help?
I don't know. I was curious. That's why I called.
Okay, so what's your name?
Diane.
Diane.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any particular questions about anything?
I was told that I have some problems, body, physical problems. And I was told a few years ago by this psychic healer that somebody was trying to connect with me, and that was why my leg hurt, and my leg was acting up or whatever. And I thought it was kind of interesting because he didn't know anything about my leg. So I was like, oh, okay. And I've been listening, but it still hurts, you know, so that's why I'm calling.
Okay. Well, your angels won't give you pain. So I don't believe that, you know, your angels would be giving you that pain in your leg. I think that what you maybe need to look at is what is the concepts or the habits that are holding you back or limiting you that could be resulting in pain. It's kind of like when we ignore certain things or not aware of them, our body will start to say, hey, pay attention to this. A lot of the pain is in your leg?
Yes, and yeah. Lower back, mostly.
A lot of times the legs is about direction. So what I'm getting for you too is it's really important for you to set clear goals for yourself. You know, you need to see where you're headed. I feel that you are pretty contented with your life, but there's not a lot of change happening.
Mm-hmm.
You fear change a little bit. So that would be the thing to look at. And the lower back is related to the coccyx area, which is the chakra related to
the creativity, isn't it? The grounding one. Yeah.
I forget, actually, so maybe that's not so important as what I already told you, is the setting clear goals and direction. Mm-hmm. And start paying attention to when you get actually chills or tingling or goosebumps, because that's when your angels are communicating to you. I feel like they are wanting to guide you, but it's always a 50-50 relationship, and it will be important for you to do your 50%, and that is going to be to kind of face this fear of change and start doing some of you've got ideas coming to you of new things that you'd like to do, but you hold yourself back. And so if you can start acknowledging those ideas, because a lot of those ideas are actually coming to you from your angels, if you start acknowledging them and say, yes, I can do this, instead of believing that you can't, that's going to help to shift your energy and help that pain move out. Do you relate to what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, usually all my ideas come from my dreams, and I have a lot of prophetic dreams. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that will happen too, is if you're limiting yourself while you're awake, then your angels say, okay, we're going to try while you're asleep.
Mm-hmm. That's
try to
what
get
my life has been like,
through.
Yeah.
Do you have dreams that come true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're very aware. It's just that I just feel, it's this feeling of, like, holding yourself back. It's like driving with the brakes on
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. so.
Yeah, I think you're pretty dead on there.
Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in, Diane. That was wonderful. So...
Oh,
sorry about that.
What's going on there?
You're having, does this have something to do, I don't know, maybe Mercury's in retrograde or something. We're having some major technological issues here. So anyway, if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you can have a live angel reading right now with Melissa, 604-822-2487, if you would like to partake in an angel reading. So Melissa, when you are doing an angel reading, how do you connect with, like, are you connecting with their angels? Are you getting information from your angels? Where is this information coming from?
Yeah, I mean, how I work with that is that it's like my angels will talk to that person's angels, and that's how the information comes through. And what I find interesting is I'm not going to receive any information unless the person is open to receiving it and that they're ready to hear it too, because our angels won't give us anything that we can't handle. And I'm sure that Diane has actually had a certain sense of what I was saying to her already. I find that I just really make it clear to people and help them refine, because their angels are telling them the same thing, but sometimes we don't pay attention. It's just human nature, because we all have certain areas where we get blocked or stuck. So I'm really helping people to get unblocked and really helping them to be aware of what their angels are trying to tell them, but just maybe saying it in another way so they can relate to it more clearly.
Wonderful. Again, if you want to get on the air and get an angel reading for yourself, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also email questions to spiritualshow@gmail.com. Melissa, I do a show on Thursdays with my friend Laurel Bleeden Maffei. She channels an angelic consciousness, Josephus and the Wisdom Council, and she's not able to really connect with answers unless the person is on the phone. Like if someone emails a question, she has trouble connecting. Is that how you work, or can you answer email questions as well?
I can answer email questions, but I agree it often is harder to do so, because when I'm talking to a person, you know, they're right there and I'm feeling their energy. But so I would prefer that, but I can do email questions too.
Okay, wonderful. What about if someone wants to ask like a general question, maybe not specific to their own life, just sort of a general knowledge question that they'd like to know?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, wonderful. So if you want to ask a question, if you're listening online and it's a general question, email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And if you want to get on the air live and speak with Melissa and have an angel reading, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Melissa, I'm wondering, I was wondering this myself this morning. I talk about this on the show sometimes, how I deal with depression. And lately, it's just like no matter all the self-help books and all of the knowledge that I have and all of the spiritual development that I've done over the last few years, I still have this sadness coming up for me. And I'll get set off by like the smallest, just insignificant thing, and it'll feel like it's literally the end of the world. And I'm wondering how my angels can help me to get through this, because I'm like, ask for help from my angels, and I don't know what to do.
Right. Well, I think for you it's a matter of what you're focusing your energy on. And also that sometimes we can be open to outside influences that aren't so positive. So there are souls that are passed on that I would call confused souls. You might call them earthbound spirits. It's like if I start to feel angry on an energy level, like attracts like. And I might attract a soul around me that's kind of angry, and it makes it 10 times worse and harder to shake. The same thing can happen with depression. So that's why, again, that spiritual cleansing technique is so key, because you can learn how to raise your energy and really buffer yourself from anything that, you know, it can be affecting you. Because it was the way that you described that leads me to believe that there's some kind of outside influence there, where you start to feel sad and then all of a sudden, you know, everything is, it just becomes very overwhelming feeling. And probably some of that isn't you. So to, you know, refocus on your own direction, that was the other thing I got too, is it's really important to know what I want and what my goals are. And I find that depression can come when people from an inner feeling feel like they're not really on their path, or they're not really living their purpose. I came back from a month in New Zealand recently, and I was so busy while I was there, and it was summertime and we're having a great time, and I came back and I started to feel depressed. And my angels shared with me that it was because I didn't have any goals. I just kind of was cleaning up the house and unpacking, and after a while I was like, oh, I want to go back to New Zealand. This is, you know, not much fun. And I need to have something to look forward to. I need to have something to be excited about in order to keep my enthusiasm and motivation up. I think as a soul, we're always looking to grow and change. So does that help?
It does. I think it's interesting because when you say that we need to have something to look forward to, I think that what happened recently was that I was looking forward to something, and when it didn't work out the way that I had hoped, I felt like that was the one thing that I was looking forward to. And once that broke down, it was like, oh no, what do I do now?
Right. Yeah.
So how can our angels help us with that, though? Like, is there something that I can do that, you know, can say to my angels, like, hey, if I get to be feeling like this, can you, like, help me out and help me to clear it up? When you're stuck in that emotion of negativity, anger, despair, whatever it is that you're feeling negative about, it can be really hard for your logical mind to kick in. It can be really hard for you to remember the skills that you have when you're right in the thick of feeling bad. So is there a way that we could ask our angels to, in advance, to step in and just, like, help us out so that we are able to more easily refocus our energy?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's really good to be clear to your angels about how you want them to help you. So you can, you know, say to them, you know, give me this particular sign when it's time for me to shift my energy. Because in that situation, the first thing that you need to do is start to feel good again, you know, because if you're not feeling it, all the techniques in the world are not really going to help, because, you know, like you say, that feeling can be hard to shake. So my suggestion would be, you know, guidance, give me a sign when you can see that my energy is getting off and I need to shift it. I'm sure people on the phone have different techniques for doing that, and I can certainly, you know, work with people to show them how to do that too. A sign might be, you know, a lot of times I'll see 111 on a digital clock, or a sign might be a particular word, you know, that you hear or that you see written somewhere. It's like a little reminder. It's amazing the sort of coincidences that will start to happen and things will cross your path. Sometimes I also hear like a buzzing in my ears, and that's kind of a sign that, oh, you know, you need to shift your energy, be aware that something's coming. So you can tell your angels how you want them to work with you. But I do think definitely it's a good idea to say, hey, I need your help to know when my energy is getting off. Let's set up a little alarm system here that will help me to be aware of that.
Wonderful. Well, it's just about time to take a break. If you want to get on the air and get an angel reading from Melissa, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com if you are shy to get on the air and ask your question. But the preferable way is for you to give us a call, 604-822-2487. And Melissa, again, your website is communicatewithangels.com.
Correct.
Wonderful. I was wondering, is there a way, we're talking about asking our angels in advance, you know, if I get feeling down, can you throw me this kind of sign so that I know that you're there or to help me refocus my energy? But is there any way to, like, ask them, I mean, what exactly can the angels do? Can the angels, like, give us an angelic hug to soothe our energy, or do we have, because sometimes even there could be signs being thrown out there, but when we are in that negative headspace, we're just too narrow-minded focus on the negativity and how bad we feel that we might not even be able to see them, even if there are opportunities and signs coming up.
Right. When there's a certain amount of, you know, individual responsibility for being aware and shifting it. But yes, definitely, you know, there'll be times when I feel tense and I can't get to sleep. And I'll actually say, you know, angels, come close to me, give me some healing energy. And I find that that helps me to relax and feel good. So yeah, definitely they can do that. It's also possible to, you know, send your energy kind of, there's different zones around planet Earth and, or realms, whatever you might want to call it. And our angels are out there in D zone. And that's an energy of pure freedom, healing, dedication, delight. And I'll actually say, you know, go out to D zone for healing so that I can kind of detach myself from all the pressures of planet Earth and just kind of go back, out to the universe, be a part of that universal healing energy, because that's where our angels reside, you know. And because they're out there, they have a bigger picture than we do of the best timing to do things, the best step to take toward reaching your goal, what's going to be in my best interest and what's not going to be in my best interest. And so that's why they can help us, because they're sort of looking at things from a bigger picture. Sometimes I visualize it as like they're looking down from an air control tower and sort of seeing the bigger view than we can really even see, because we're right here, you know, living our life. And like anything, it's hard to see my own stuff. So, and that's how they can help us. They're always solution-oriented. So even if I'm really focused on the problem and I feel like I can't shake it, there's always a solution. Otherwise, I wouldn't be experiencing whatever I'm experiencing in my life. So that's one thing, to just really learn to be open to solutions and things that, you know, I wouldn't have thought of on my own. It might be kind of out of the box for me, but they'll help me to see things in a different way and with a different perspective. And that kind of takes practice to learn to be open to those things, because, you know, we're sort of programmed. We learn from our parents and different experiences in society to sort of see things in a different way. So your angels can give you a different perspective. And I showed people techniques on, you know, how to receive those messages and get it through your gifts of, you know, automatic writing or clear audience receiving words and messages, so that people can, you know, learn how to do that.
Wonderful. Well, it is time for a break now. So we are speaking with Melissa Kitto. She is an angel expert, and you can find her online at communicatewithangels.com. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and if you want to get on the air and ask Melissa a question, or you want to get a live angel reading, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, 822-2487. We will be back with more synchronicity and more angel talk in just a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Music, you make
brought to you Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
When you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the University of British Columbia campus. We are speaking today with Melissa Kitto, and I just got a Twitter message. If you are on Twitter, you can follow me. My name there is Spiritual Show, but the person just said that she keeps missing the phone number, so maybe I'm not saying it slowly enough. The number, if you want to get on the air and have a live angel reading with Melissa Kitto, our angel expert, the number is 604-822-2487. If you spell it out, it's 604-UBC-CITR. Again, that number is 604-822-2487 if you want to get on the air and speak with Melissa. Hi, Melissa. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So I wanted to ask, this is a question that's been coming up for me lately about the earthquakes. Do you get any information from your angels about world events?
I have to say, I really don't work with that so much. I'm more about helping individuals to kind of get unstuck and work with their life purpose. So, but I definitely believe that there's something, some energy shifting, you know, there has to be.
So when these things happen, do your angels tell? Because my concern is that, I mean, there's just so much happening, one earthquake after the other, after the other, after the other. And we had here on the West Coast, we had a tsunami advisory just a few days ago. So, I mean, there is a lot happening on our planet right now. And I'm just curious what your angels have to say about that.
Like I said, I really haven't got anything to say about that. I've just other than my own personal opinion that, you know, that we are in a time of change. And I know 2009 for a lot of people was about letting go, whether it be letting go of a relationship or a job or a house. You know, it was really a time of upheaval, but it seems like that was necessary. It's really like time to step up and say, I'm going to do what I came here to do and not get hooked up in the crutches of, you know, things that we're holding on to that maybe aren't good for us anymore. And I felt like when 2010 rolled around, that energy really shifted to growth again, you know, so I don't know if that's directly related to the earthquakes. Like I said, I haven't really received guidance about that, but I see the trend of what people are going through because people that are alive at this time really are, you know, here to grow quickly. because how much has life changed in the last 10 years? It's unbelievable when you think about it. So I think it's really important for people to be patient with themselves and make it a real priority to do the things that you really want and desire inside, because I believe if everybody's doing that, the planet will be more harmonious.
Thank you for answering that. And we just have a few minutes left in the show, so if you are thinking about getting an angel reading on the air, you've just got, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 minutes left before you can call in. So 604-822-2487. 822-2487. Oh, there we go. We've got someone on there. Hi, caller.
Hi, this is Bianca from Twitter.
Hi, Bianca.
Hello.
How can I help, Bianca?
I was just calling because I actually wanted to get an angel reading in.
So what's your question for the angels, Bianca?
I just kind of want to know if I'm, like, going in the right path, I guess, because sometimes I feel like, you know, things aren't really going my way, and I keep praying to them, and I have faith, and I try not to have fear in anything in my future, but sometimes I feel like, you know, things aren't going as they should be.
Okay. Here's a message for you, Bianca, is focus more on what you want deep down inside. The message that I'm hearing for you is that you're very concerned about what other people are doing and how they perceive you and whether everyone else is going to be okay. Do you relate to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's causing a lot of worry and tension within yourself, and it's important to realize that they need to do for themselves just as you need to do for yourself. Certainly you can be there for them and you can give them suggestions, but ultimately you can't do it for them. And I feel like from an energy point of view, you're trying to do it for them. You're trying to save them from going through hard times or problems.
Okay.
And just realize that from the bigger picture, often that's a necessary part of growth. So if you were to focus more on your path, putting less energy toward others and trying to make them all okay, you're going to be able to move forward faster. I feel like you are on the right track with what you're doing. But like I say, from an energy point of view, you're focusing a lot on others. And that's what's making you feel like things aren't going well, because that's kind of holding back your energy.
Okay.
And it's like you're in a learning stage. Are you studying something?
Yeah, I'm in college right now studying public health.
Yeah. So you're definitely on the right track with that, and it's just kind of being patient with that process, because I'm guessing it's going to take a few years to get that, mm-hmm. but definitely get that confirmation that is the right path for you. So.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you.
It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Bianca. That was wonderful.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's so fun when people from Twitter call in. If you want to follow me on Twitter, my name there is Spiritual Show. So thanks to Bianca for calling in, and thanks for taking that call, Melissa. If you want to get on the air and get a live angel reading, the number is 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. We just have a few minutes left in the show, and it's actually time for a break. So we'll be back with more synchronicity and more with Melissa Kitto in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Coming up in just a few minutes is Scotty's Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM. So stick around for that. I always love the ska music he plays on Friday mornings. So thank you so much for joining us today. We are with Melissa Kitto. If you would like an angel reading, she is an angel expert, and she communicates with angels, and she teaches people how to communicate with their angels. So if you'd like to get on the air, the number is 604-822-2487. We've just got a couple of minutes left. So if you did want a reading, make sure you pick up the phone right now before it's too late. Hi, Melissa. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi. So I'm curious, did you want to just say something?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I'm curious, how did you first connect with your angels, and what gave you the idea of talking with angels?
Well, I kind of stumbled onto it by accident when I was 12 years old. My mother was involved with some inner peace movement groups where I grew up in Christchurch, New Zealand, and she started telling me some things about spirituality, and one of them was angels. And I remember at first I was kind of uncomfortable with that idea of someone watching over me all the time. But I had a session then where I did learn to communicate directly with my angels, and it's actually the same session that I now do for people. I became certified to pass it on to others. And I remember when I first got, I asked my angels a question and I got an answer, and that was the first experience I had in my life where I really believed that there's more to this life than just what I can see and touch in front of me. You know, we're a part of this spiritual realm at the same time as while we're here on planet Earth. And, you know, through my teenage years and early 20s, I wasn't really involved with it too much, but I always had that communication with my angels to come back to whenever I needed to make a decision or came to a turning point in my life. I would be able to tap into that at any time, even if I didn't remember to do it a whole lot. And then about, 5 or 6 years ago, I decided, you know what, I really want to pass this on to others because it's helped me so much. And it's really simple and so helpful and practical for people, you know, to learn these skills.
So, Melissa, you mentioned the first time you got an answer. Do you remember? And I don't know how private the question was, but I'm just curious, like, how that came to you, and would you be willing to share the question and how the answer came to you?
Yeah, well, I can't really share, like, how I get the answers, because it is a technique that we need to kind of work individually on to make sure people get it really clearly. I wouldn't want to pass it on without that personal attention. But I just was able to ask really simple questions, like, you know, I used it when I was telling you I first left New Zealand. I said, is it in my best interest at this time to, you know, move to London? And I got, you know, a yes answer. And those kind of things to really be able to clarify. So that's how I had the communication initially. I was able to ask questions and get answers immediately. And it's not just getting a word in your head. It's something that you really can experience and be really certain of what answer you get each time. I can come back to that anytime I need to. So it's really a lifelong skill that I learned and was lucky to learn it at a very young age.
So it sounds like this yes-no thing is some kind of secret divination type of tool?
Well, I wouldn't call it secret, but like I said, it's just important to show people that individually so it doesn't get confused.
Okay. And you mentioned that your angels are watching over you all the time. And are they watching you, like, when you're doing private things?
That was my concern when I was 12. I'm like, ooh, I don't know about that. our angels will move in and out. So I have 6 angels working with me, personally. You know, there may be other angels that come in from time to time and move out again, but those 6 are my personal team. And there's always 1 or 2 with me, but I feel like they have strengths in different areas. So they, you know, if I'm just hanging out with friends, you know, maybe my more business angel is not going to be there. He's gone off doing something else. I don't know what, but So that's kind of how it works, is they're not going to waste time and just kind of watch us all, you know, 24 hours a day. They move in and out to get the help that we need, and they have strengths in different areas. And that's why we have a team working with us. You actually attract them before you're born because they've mastered the lessons that you've come to learn this lifetime. And you may have even known these souls in other lifetimes. You probably have an affinity with them. They're like, when you get in touch with them, it's like being with your very best friend.
Wonderful. Well, it's getting close to time to wrap up the show. So we have been speaking with Melissa Kitto. She is an angel expert. You can find her at communicatewithangels.com. I'm curious to know what this secret technique is now. So if you're interested in finding out more information about that, go to her website, communicatewithangels.com. And I will put a link up to that site as well on my website, which is spiritualshow.com. You can always find more information about the show at spiritualshow.com. Melissa, I'd like to give you the floor. Is there anything that you would like to leave the listeners with today?
Well, I think, you know, if I was going to pass on a message to people, it would be get in touch with your inner feelings and desires. You know, what is it that you really want? Write those things down, even if they seem scary or you can think of a million excuses as to why you can't do it. When you can get in touch with those things that you really want and set a goal, even if you don't know how on earth you're going to achieve it, then your angels will be able to move in and help set things up for you, to help you be in the right place at the right time, to meet the person who's going to help you reach that goal. All of those things that seem like little coincidences are the result of you really setting your energy and going for what you want. Because if you want to be in touch with your life purpose, what is it that you want? That is your purpose. It comes from within, and then your angels can really help you to manifest that and make it into reality. And that's what I help people do.
Wonderful. Well, if you would like to get more help with your angels and your life purpose and all of that, then visit Melissa's site, communicatewithangels.com. Thank you, Melissa, so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. And when people visit that site, there's also some freebies they can pick up there, three secrets on communicating with your angels and an audio they can listen to too. So
wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So again, that was Melissa Kitto, and she is from communicatewithangels.com. Thank you so much for being with me today. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Friday. Coming up next here on CITR is Scotty's Scenic Drive in just a couple of minutes. But next week on Synchronicity, we're going to be speaking with Randolph Rogers. He's the author of The Key to Life, and he's also president of Telefilm in Los Angeles. One of the films that they are associated with is The Matrix, and they've been involved with a lot of other films. But he has some interesting stories in this book, The Key to Life. It's just everything is coming up. Synchronicities, dreams, numerology. It's just a bunch of information. And it's just a fabulous book. I'm reading it right now and I'm really enjoying it. So definitely tune in next week for my interview with Randolph Rogers. That is going to be a really interesting interview and an interesting hour. So I'm going to close the show with a song by a local Vancouver artist. The name of the band is God's Chair. The name of this song is Be. And I will see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful Friday. Be well and namaste.
Master of my own demise, I am. Slave of my own design, I am. Time. the rapids flow. Goodbye to all I know.